Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the translation of the Jummah khutbah, Friday sermon on the topic Yawmu Arafah, the day of Arafah. Alhamdulillah, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana Muhammadan Rasulullah. Fallahumma salli wa sallim wa barik alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. فأوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله قال جل في علاه وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى. All praise be to Allah, and I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and I bear witness that our master and prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. O Allah, send blessings, salutations and benedictions upon him and upon all his family and companions. As to what follows, I counsel you, O servants of Allah, and myself to have taqwa of Allah, that is, referential consciousness and self-restraining fear of Allah. Allah Almighty says, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. And take provisions with you for the journey, but the best of provisions is taqwa, referential consciousness and self-restraining fear of Allah. O believers, Allah Most High has revealed on the day of Arafah His statement, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. This day I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favor upon you, and I have approved for you Islam as a religion. Religion was thus perfected, and with religion, noble character traits were perfected. The Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I was only sent to perfect noble character traits. Narrated by Al-Bukhari in Al-Adab Al-Mufrad, and by Al-Bazzar. Religion is all about noble character traits. Remembrance of Allah produces in a person fear of Allah and a state of mind that Allah is forever watching over him. Establishing a ritual prayer induces the worshipper to perform righteous works and refrain from prohibited acts. Allah Most High says, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Indeed, prayer prohibits immorality and wrongdoing, and the remembrance of Allah is greater than everything in life. Fasting makes a person hold his tongue, safeguard his body, limbs and organs. On the holy pilgrimage to Allah's sacred house, pilgrims show mercy towards one another. Similarly, with noble character traits, we reach the perfection and completion of faith, Iman. The Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا. The most perfect and complete of believers in faith are those who are best in character. Narrated by Abu Dawood. O Allah, grant us the best of character traits and enable us through your enabling grace to make the most of the blessed days and record for us the highest of ranks. I say these words of mine while I seek Allah's forgiveness for you and me. So seek Allah's forgiveness, for He is of forgiving, most merciful. Alhamdulillahi wahdah, wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَمَنْ تَبِعَ هَدْيَهِ. All praise be to Allah alone, and peace and blessings be upon him after whom there is no prophet, and upon his family, companions, and those who follow his guidance. O believers, indeed, Allah has assured forgiveness and pardon for he who safeguard his bodily limbs and organs on the day of Arafah. The Messenger of Allah, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, إِنَّ هَذَا يَوْمٌ مَنْ مَلَكَ فِيهِ سَمْعَهُ وَبَصَرَهُ وَلِسَانَهُ غُفِرَ لَهُ. Verily, this is a day whoever holds and controls on it, that is, on this day, his hearing, sight, and tongue will be forgiven. Narrated by Ahmad. So strive to fast on that day. Fasting on Arafah is as the Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, يُكَفِّرُ السَّنَةَ الْمَاضِيَةَ وَالْبَاقِيَةَ, is an expiation for the preceding year and the following year. Narrated by Muslim. And take the opportunity to ask Allah's forgiveness and repent to him. Let us make abundant supplication, dua, and adhere to the precautionary and preventive measures on the days of Eid. Having said this, request Allah to send peace, blessings, and salutation upon our Master and Prophet Muhammad. O Allah, send peace, blessings, and salutation upon him, his family, and all of his companions. O Allah, continue to bestow on the UAE your blessings and bounties forevermore, and spread happiness among its people. O Allah, grant success to the UAE President, His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, his deputy, the Crown Prince, and his brothers, the rulers of the Emirates, and guide them to all that is good. O Allah, bestow your mercy on the late Sheikh Zayed, Sheikh Maktoum, and the other UAE Sheikhs who have passed on to your mercy. O Allah, we ask you to admit them into paradise by your grace. O Allah, have mercy on the honorable and loyal martyrs of our nation and increase their reward. O servants of Allah, remember Allah, the supremely magnificent, and He will remember you, and stand up and establish the prayer.